Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in Perek Tes Zayin of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Clay or me'imasai mekabel tuma. When can leather be mekabel tuma? So a turmel, a bag that shepherds use to hold whatever they need on their day, you know, when they're out in the pasture all day. Mishiachsom v'yekanev v'yasa kichosav. It becomes tame when you fold in the edges to sew them down. You trim those edges, and then you put the drawstrings in to be able to close the bag with the drawstrings. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishiases Oznav, that it's when you make the loops even before you put the drawstrings into the loops. Sakurtia, a leather apron that a tanner would use, Mishiachsom Vikane Vyases Tzitzasa, it can become tame when you fold the edges over them and sew over the edge and sew it down, and you trim the edges, and then you attach the material that was tied to the rings on the corners of the apron. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishiases Taboseha, that the apron becomes tame when you attach the actual rings even before you attach the strings that I imagine like go over your shoulders. Katavulia, a leather covering of a bed, Mishiachsom V'yikanev, it becomes tame when you fold over the edge to sew it down and you trim the edge. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishiyasa es kichoseha, that it becomes tame when you attach the strings that it's going to be attached to the bed with. Hakarva hakeses shel or, a pillow or a mattress made out of leather, mishiyachsum v'yikanev, it becomes a kli when you sew down the edges and you trim the edges. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mishiyitpareim v'yishayir behem pachus mechamisha tfachim, that only when you sew them shut and you leave one side a space smaller than five tfachim, where the you're going to stuff you're going to put the stuffing. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Pilitia Temeya. A small basket made of little twigs that they would use for figs can become tame because it holds something. The chasina tahora, but a very big basket made of thorn branches that they would hold clay in is tahor, because even though it does have base kibble and does hold something, if you remove it, it would snap, it would break right away. So, Signoyos shel olden tahoros. Baskets that are shaped like a bowl that are made out of leaves are going to be tahor, because it's a temporary type of kli, so there's like a disposable. Shel nitzarin tameos, but if they're made out of palm branches, then it's going to be tame. I guess it has a little more kiyum to it. Chosel shu nosen etocho v'notel mitocho. If you have a basket that's made of palm leaves, you put dates in and then you take them out, meaning it's meant to help the dates ripen. So chosel is used, it's like the brown paper bag of ancient times, where when something needs to ripen, you put it in there, so tame can become tame because it's meant to be used over and over again. V'meinu yachol ad sheyikra. But if the only way to open it up is by tearing it open and therefore can never be reused, it's chad pa'ami, then tahar. I believe choslos is the basis of Rav Moshe's tshuva about disposable kelim. That this is the example that we have in Shas Mishnayis about disposable kelim. Nowadays we have so many disposable kelim, so the fact that it's one-time use apparently makes it that it's not mekabel tuma. So the question is, does it have a din of a kli at all, legabe kiddush and things like that? Okay, so to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalid, we went through a whole bunch of leather kelim and how much work has to be done on it until it's mekabel tuma. And then in Mishnah Hey, we spoke about the different types of baskets and whether they're considered to be permanent enough to be mekabel tuma or not. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Vav.